Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everybody, Gen X Dad the General here. Real quick, want to let you know, my wife survived and beat cancer, but it left her 10 years of pain and suffering and sleepless nights. I don't have a product to sell you, I don't have a gimmick, but here's a story on how she became pain-free and how she started sleeping nights. This one's for you guys.
Welcome to KGXD, Gen X Talks podcast, live from Central California. Making plans with the boys. I'm going to hit the town. Yeah, I'm going to make some noise. I'll push past the pain and my wounded pride. I'm going to live it up. Yeah, stay out all night. But sure, I've had some better times. And I can't.
Well, as long as I don't run out of storage space, this will be an interesting interview. Welcome to Gen X Talks. It's another podcast, another interview. Yes, we've strayed away. If you're looking for the podcast where my wife kicks the shit out of me for an hour, you're going to have to wait. We're putting it on pause. We're not replacing it. We're not changing the format, but as most of you know, KGXT Radio is going to become a thing, and the interview process is going to be a big part of KGXT Radio. So we're taking KGXT Studios, broadcasting 200 feet below occupied California, and bringing you another interview. This one is not a huge celebrity interview. This one hits home. You guys know that my wife had cancer. You know she suffered for years. She beat it. She won. She had leukemia. Yay for her. Everybody's happy. But the pain that followed just about destroyed our lives, destroyed hers, destroyed our marriage. She was a completely different person after she came out of surviving leukemia. And when I try to tell you that for years we tried every medicine, we tried every diet, we tried everything possible on the planet to make this go, and we just couldn't. We couldn't get there from here. We tried everything. We could, nothing was working, and things would make small improvements, and you'd have setbacks, and we would change our mattresses and our bed for a better night's sleep, and there was, you know, herbal things to put you in, little fumy things all over the house for smells that are supposed to get into your brain and do things. I mean, every snake oil and witchcraft thing that I could get my hands on, from the Yukon all the way down to Peru, I would buy it, trying to make my wife more comfortable, and it was extremely difficult, and nothing really worked. And the reason that we're having this interview today, and I will bring on our special guest right now, and she's on camera. This is Marcy Zavala. Hello, Marcy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm happy, and I'm sad, and I'm frustrated all at once. But I wanted everyone to know why you're here. We've known each other for years, yes, because of your husband, but. As you know, my wife suffering through cancer was tough enough, but when she got out on the other side as a cancer survivor, she was miserable and terribly miserable. The pain that she went through, she couldn't sleep at night. And we tried every doctor, every pain medicine, every pain management person. We did everything we could. And there was improvements, there was changes, some stuff seemed to help for a little while, and then there was two steps forward, one step back. And the worst part for me, just like when she got cancer, having to watch and not being able to do anything while she's suffering from leukemia, while she's going through chemotherapy, now that part's over. And as her husband, I'm watching her lay on the floor at night, writhing in pain for 3 or 4 hours. And she whimpers, and then she takes medicine, and she's taken the CBD rubs, and she's done everything she can. And then you change things and you adjust. She gets a few good days in a row, and we're right back to a different type of pain. And she ended up just telling me one day, this is just how I'm going to be. because, you know, the doctors had said, look, at chemotherapy does damage and you just have to live with it. And I got to tell you, when your husband came and said, yo, my wife, I'm like, okay, first of all, you're promoting your wife. I get it. I love you like a brother, but, you know, I got it. And your wife has the answer. Oh, how? I'm sure some miracle. The one person that's going to fix my wife. Oh, I happen to know her? Right. Sure I do. You know, I was quite certain that there was probably something that would help my wife, but I was also quite certain it was in Singapore or someplace that I would never get to.
Right.
Tell everybody a little bit about your background before we get into what happened, because the story, even though it's not a long story, it's very interesting on how we got to where the only reason we're here is because I'm looking at my wife now and you've changed her for the better. So give us some background. How did you get to where you are in life?
Okay, so I am a physical therapist by trade, and then I got into nutrition about 10 plus years ago. I really kind of wanted to marry the two together. And it's one of those where it's like, you can't have one without the other.
Okay.
If physical therapy, I get the mechanics of it. I get how the body works. I get how the body moves when things aren't lined up. So I look at it from that point of view. But then there's also the nutrition point of view, where certain things are going to make your body more inflamed. They're going to make things hurt more. Your joints are going to hurt. And the standard of care sucks. That's just my biggest line, is that the standard of care sucks. And that's what you guys were dealing with. You guys were dealing with conventional medicine. You guys were dealing with conventional answers.
But everybody, to be fair, everybody says that. And remember, I'm talking to you from a dumb mechanics point of view. Everybody who we ever spoke to said, you know, the way you're doing it's wrong. You're talking about the traditional way. I have the answer. Every person said the same thing to us. So we always thought, oh, okay, so you're not part of the establishment. Correct. You have something over here.
But it's how I blend all of that stuff together with a whole different viewpoint. I look at the 30,000 foot view. I don't just go, okay, your back hurts. Because if I remember right, it started with a lot of hip pain.
Yeah, back and hip pain was
back and hip pain. Right. So my PT brain is going, okay, things aren't lined up. Okay, well, I can't do much from a distance. You know, right. When I did come here for the barbecue, I was able to address some of that hands-on. So I would send her to a PT. Okay, let's do the mechanics part of it first.
Right.
And then we go into the nutrition aspect of, I know sugar inflames. Okay, so how do you get somebody to quit eating so much sugar when you either crave it, or most people don't think they actually are craving sugar, but they are because of certain foods like bread, pasta. Right.
Or what if sugar is just in stuff you're eating anyway?
Absolutely.
You're not even have a candy fixation. You're just eating it because it's part of stuff.
Well, and it's the food pyramid. You know, you've got the doctors who are like, you got to eat your grains because of this. And especially having cancer, people want a lot of grains. A lot of the even holistic people, which drive me nuts, that even a lot of the holistic people look at, oh, well, we got to have lots of fiber. Well, fiber isn't the answer. You know, that's one of the biggest differences between what I do and what everybody else does.
Right.
Is I do not recommend giant forms or even loads of fiber. Like, whether it's natural or whether it's pill form or a powder form that you buy at one of the big box stores, that's not how our bodies are meant to do. And we know this. I don't understand why people are keep going away from it.
Well, before we even get into diet stuff, because that we, you know, like I said, she's tried everything. I'm telling you, we're going on 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years of my wife suffering, 10 years of us trying everything we can get our hands on. And me from the outside going, I will buy anything off the internet if I think it'll give her a shot. And nothing worked. But the suffering, they said, was not repairable because of the chemotherapy. Now, remember, I'm just a dumb mechanic. Yeah. When she went through cancer, I said, I don't understand what chemotherapy is. And the doctor says, the oncologist said, it's poison.
Yeah.
And he goes,
it's poison.
It's poison. And he told me, he says, kind of how your body's going to work after this is it's going to destroy and degenerate part of all of your body in some degree. And I said, I don't understand. He goes, well, let's just say you were going to get arthritis at 75. Let's say that was just how it was going to be. Now you've had all this chemotherapy, you've survived cancer. Now you may get it at 65. He said, anything that you were normally going to get in your life, the normal things that were going to happen, you're probably going to get the same things just a lot sooner because it's destroyed you. So the oncologist was very clear. Don't try, don't look to be hopeful to fix the pain,
right?
Because the chemotherapy is a poison you can't undo. That was the message.
Right. And that's where I totally disagree. Because if you can do something, you can undo something for the most part. So I'm going to equate it to a car. What would something that you would pour into a gasoline that would destroy the engine? Like if you poured into the gas tank.
Oh, yeah. Sugar.
Sugar. Okay.
For sure.
So, yeah. And what would you have to do in order to fix all of that?
You'd have to drain it all out, clean it out, flush it out, and start over.
That's what I do.
Well, that's a good explanation. That makes more sense than anything I've heard so far.
That's what I do. So I have to go through, but I have to know what kind of sugar was put in that. I have to know what was done to that. So through all the testing that I had her do, which is not your standard
testing. No, you had her do this testing, and I was like, it wasn't just take some blood, pee in a cup.
Yeah.
And it was, and the way you described what they were doing with all of the information they got, I'm like, because I'm dumb, it was almost like they were breaking it down almost to its cellular level. I'm like, wow, that went deep. And DNA. I called your husband and I go, okay, your wife, the witch doctor, she's doing all this stuff. And he's like, listen, if you had a way to analyze, you know, even let's anything to, you could have a machine that would give you not just an X-ray, but would let you know every little part of what you look. You could X-ray a sandwich and know every part of that sandwich. Wouldn't you want to do it? And well, yeah. And if I was working on a car, if I had a machine that could tell me magically every internal component of the car, it could let me see it.
Yeah.
Of course I'd want to. Then I'm going to tear it apart. He goes, think of it that way, that what she's doing is getting the most transparent picture on every level. Now, the way it was explained to me, tell me if I'm wrong, is that when you do your testing, you can actually see, you have some sort of an indicator on how your body is processing everything it's doing.
Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, and again, it's not what most physicians, and I would say majority of the physicians, they don't know about this, or they poo-poo it because they don't understand it.
I've never, all the 10 years of going to doctors, and we've gone to specialists all over, no one has ever even hinted at going as deep just for a diagnosis, a look, just to take a peek at what's going on is what you did.
Yeah, I can actually look at the DNA from your esophagus all the way through with a stool sample.
That is incredible. I mean, I'll tell you, that part right there on its own intrigued me enough to say, okay, this is different from all the stuff we've done over 10 years. This is completely different. Let's go down this road and see where we end up. Now, once you see, and I'm not just saying for my wife, because the only reason I'm sitting here, the only reason I'm even having this conversation is in the last 4 to 5 months, the changes that I've seen in my wife from where she was to where you brought her now is incredible. So I'm not, and I'm going to keep saying that throughout the program. Yeah. There's in my life, there's evidence from where my wife was suffering and hurting for 10 years. And in 4 months, she is a completely different woman.
Yeah. And I want to bring up that it took 4 months. It's not a magic pill. Like there are no magic pills out there. They don't exist.
What is the first thing you do? Let's pretend we were starting over with me.
Okay.
And I came to you and said, look, I'm way overweight. I'm medically not sound, but I'm hurting all the time and I can't find any relief. I've tried everything. And I run through the first thing, all your tests. All right.
Well, I also want to know what you've tried.
Well, sure.
So yeah. I don't reinvent the wheel.
No, we go through my background. We'll catch you. You're all caught up to speed. But once you go through this testing process, what is it you're looking for first? Are you trying to change medication, change diet? What's the first thing you look for?
My first thing is are you on too many things? Like some people will come to me with their doctors have been just throwing the kitchen sink at them, and I want to remove as much as possible. Because just because it's in nature, just because you can buy it over the counter doesn't mean it's good for you.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's helpful for you. But I also look at, you know, how your DNA is in your stool. So I look at what is going on, like the good guys versus bad guys. Who is winning? I've got to figure out who's winning. How many of the bad guys, these microbes, do I have to kill off? And I have to kill them off selectively. So for instance, chemo is not very selective. it can be. It's more selective, it was, than when my mom went through chemo.
Right.
But it's still not very selective. It is still poison. When I go in and kill off these bad microbes, it's very selective.
All right. So we're going to have to dumb this down for me. So when you get all your results back, you examine me, you get all caught up on what I've tried in my past, you learn what medications I'm on now, what my diet is right now, you get your results back from this extensive testing, the first thing you're looking at is microbes, is good and bad?
I look at microbes.
Okay.
And I look at your hormone levels, because diet alone isn't always going to fix everybody. Like,
and what is a hormone? What are you looking at hormones and microbes for?
So the microbes are going to tell me, like, in your gut, you have good bacteria and bad bacteria.
Okay.
Okay. Those are going to influence how you gain weight, how you lose weight, how your mental capacity is. So meaning, like, are you anxious? Are you depressed? Are you tired all the time? So all these little bacteria that are all throughout your gut are going to tell me whether or not you're digesting
your
food.
So you can see if there's too much of something too much of a microbe, like this is bad, but you also could probably see what's missing.
I can see absolutely what's missing. And a lot of people who have gone through chemo, who have gone through various medical treatments, are usually lacking in key good bacteria.
And the reason I'm asking is because I keep trying to dumb this down for me to understand is, like, once you have the background, once you have the research, and once you've got the testing in front of you, and you're like, okay, now I see some good stuff and way too much of this bad stuff. How on earth do you know how? I mean, and this is gonna be a silly answer to me, and I'm sure a perfect answer from you is, how do you know if you're attacking something like, hey, we got to build up this, and we got to get rid of some of this at this microscopic level you're at? How do you know if it's diet related or medicine related? How do you know which way to go? Because I'm going back to my wife of 9 years, 10 years. Doctors were always, here's a pamphlet for a diet, but here's 7 different pills. We're going to lower some stuff. We're going to raise some stuff. And it was always pill after pill. A lot of what you've talked about has been, you changed my wife's a little bit of the diet and a little bit of the medication, a little bit more of the diet and a little bit of the medication. They were never like that. How do you know which to use?
I go off of, okay, what is the biggest insult right now? What is causing the most problem? I have a hierarchy that I kind of work from. Okay. And we start at the top. So if what you're eating isn't even getting digested, I have to start there. A lot of times people will have something that will prevent them from building up stomach acid. If you don't have enough stomach acid, you're not going to digest your food. If you're not digesting your food, you're not going to get the nutrients. So I could throw 1,000 pills at you, but if you're not digesting them, you're just peeing money.
Wow. I would have never thought of that. I got so frustrated over the years of, here's the pills and a pamphlet, you know, eat better and take these 7 pills. And then you went to a different doctor and he's like, oh, well, they shouldn't have given you these 7 pills. They should have given you these 4 pills. And it was the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And nobody ever went to the depth of looking at the basics. And I'll tell you how I felt. And that maybe a lot of people out there feel the same way. I felt like a doctor was coming into the room and I was one of 68 patients he was going to see that day. And he just looked at our blood work. We fit into a chart, and you look at the chart and go, if they fall into this category, recommend these pills. That was it. There was no personal attention to, you know, you're talking about each individual patient that you have, client that you have. You break it down for each one. You spend all this time looking at each thing on how they're processing.
I spend hours on each patient. And, you know, I have a skeleton framework that I work from. But everybody's body is different. It just is. It doesn't matter. Even if I had identical twins, which I actually do have twins right now, their strategy is totally opposite. Because they both have different issues.
It blows my mind that, you know, and I know you work with your husband. And what does he do again, his job?
So he's internal medicine, and
that's got to be very helpful.
He's like, I always tell people, I'm like, he's kind of like the ace in my pocket. You know, it's like when I don't understand something, he's there to kind of help pick up the slack. Granted, we are very complimentary. Like, where I specialize is not where he specializes. Right. And so we actually are a pretty unique team
I don't think there's, that's got to be an extremely rare thing in the United States to have two people married that are just in the same field, but just complement each other gracefully with that.
Well, the cool part is we talk the same language in essence.
Yeah.
So when we go out on our walks, when we listen to you guys, once the podcast is over and we're still walking, we talk about our patients. Like, I don't have to call a doctor's office and wait for a doctor to return the phone call.
Your doctor's walking with you.
My doctor is there. The doctor that I need to refer to is right then and there.
All right. So let's walk through this again. So there's my wife. She survives cancer. Chemotherapy puts her in pain for 9-10 years. We've tried everything. You come along with your snake oil. I don't believe you for one second this is going to work. And we begin down a path of extensive just looking. It's all you said is just want to see what's going on first. Yeah. You made no promises to her. You just said, listen, I know I can help. I don't know how much, right, but let me see what's going on. And just like a mechanic who needs to open the hood and look around very carefully and extensively, that's what you did with her.
Yeah.
That, like I said, that made me give you like, okay, let's go down this road. Yeah. I agreed. What was the first thing in my wife's case? You started with some small changes right up front. In her case, what did you see and what did you change and why?
So one of the first things we changed is how much protein that she was eating. So animal protein is huge. And this, definitely bucks the standard of care and bucks conventional medicine in the sense that we are told, and it's so nerve-wracking, to eat these giant salads, especially women, especially once they're losing their hormones, because after a certain age, women are just, we know about menopause. We know the night sweats. We know all that stuff. But then Mary also had the compounding of the chemo effects on top of that.
Right.
So it's, it's even worse. I can't even say it's twice as worse.
You were adjusting the protein. Was it too much or too little?
She had way too little protein.
Really?
They're told that, a lot of people are told that, you've got to have just this tiny little amount of, beef maybe once or twice a month. And I'm like, no, beef is one of the most nutrient dense foods you can eat. And you pretty much can't overeat it. Now, I want you to have a variety because everything has its benefits.
Sure.
But I give a basic formula, and everybody can take this one away. 2 beef, 2 fish, 2 chicken, and 1 wild card. There's your 7 days of the week. It makes it super easy, but you've got to have half of your plate as animal protein.
I
don't believe in measuring and weighing.
I will tell you, because we spend all of our time together, before you changed it to that model, she wasn't even close. She wasn't even close to that. So and she enjoys the food. She very much loved your suggestions. She's like, hey, guess what I get to eat? And she went to that. It was encouraging for her, but still it's like, okay, diet, really? Diet's going to fix this? That was the first thing. But what else did you notice about her? Do we get rid of any medicines? Because I think you and your husband had decided. There was a couple things like stop taking this.
There were some pain medications I know that were kind of wreaking havoc on her body. You got to remember, any prescription medication is going to have a side effect.
Well, that was one thing I was worried about when this all started, and there was 2 pain medications that had been kind of staples in her life for a long time. It's like, well, you tried this pain medication with these over here. All right, tried this pain medication with those over there. But it was always these couple of pain meds, and you're taking them away. And I went, are you sure you want to do this? She's like, I got to follow the program. And your husband did give me a good explanation at the time. He's like, look, this is doing more harm than good in lots of ways. It may be suppressing pain, but he was talking about other... What's that?
It was a Band-Aid.
Yeah, and he was talking about, he goes, how long do you think your liver or your kidneys can take this medication? No one's paying attention to that. No. You're just squashing the pain.
Yeah, and then I don't want to necessarily blame all the other doctors out there. They just don't know. They're not educated in nutrition.
Well, again, it felt like we came up on the chart, and the chart says, if your patient falls within these numbers, here, go offer them plan C, and then you just give these things. It didn't seem like anybody was really going deep at all.
No.
Well, okay, let me take that back. And this is something people out there in the real world are going to understand. I had no idea that doctors weren't going deep until I knew what deep was, and I didn't know what it was until you showed me. Now that I look back, I could go back to every one of those guys and go, you didn't look that deep at all.
Yeah.
You told me you did, and I believed that you did, But it, once I saw someone who really dug deep, that's what you guys aren't even close.
Yeah. You know, it's like we do the urine testing that we were talking about for the hormones. We do the blood work too. So that's kind of standard. Right. However, even the blood work that we do is way deeper than what you're going to get with your regular doctor. They're looking for specific things. They have tunnel vision and we have more of the 30,000 foot view. And then once we have that 30,000 view, we can kind of go down and go, okay, that's actually going over here. So we need to kind of look at that, but I'm not going to take my eye off of this other thing over here.
Gotcha.
And then we, you know, compound that with, I have really long questionnaires, you know, but it tells me so much. Like, I want to know what your grandparents had because
wow,
their genes are affecting you.
Right.
And then I need to know what all these different medications are because certain medications will also make you deficient in certain minerals and vitamins.
It's just, I'm not trying to be a dumb mechanic right now, but we're talking above my pay grade. I'm trying to keep things in perspective of what I saw from my wife. That's it. And you come in and you say, okay, we're going to change a couple things in your diet, which you just described. You and your husband removed a couple of medications, which scared the hell out of me because that was her primary crutch.
Right.
For pain.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And then for the first two or three days after your first few changes, first two or three days was tough on her. And she kept saying, they've already told me
you got to go through kind of a detox period.
Yeah, I'm glad you warned us about that.
Yeah, well, and that's what the other thing too is, like, I don't want to leave you guys stranded and be like, oh, this is normal, because a lot of times when I go through and we're actually healing the gut, things are going to get a little worse initially.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that's just normal because we're kind of waking a sleeping beast, but we got to wake up that sleeping beast to get it out of the cave.
It was a big change. It was a little bit difficult for 2 to 3 days, but you did warn us, like, look, you know, we got to, this is going to be tough a little bit, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
You guys were very matter of fact about it. It's like, there's no easy way through it. And again, I want to tell you, that was another marker for me of saying, all right, we should try this, because every other doctor was rosy. Oh, take the pills, everything's fine. Take the pills, do the diet, everything's fine. And no one ever said the truth. This is going to hurt a little bit, but this is what you got to do. You're going to pay a little bit, but it's going to come out on the other side. You were the first people to ever sit me down and say, this is what's going to happen, and I'm going to give you the good and the bad. But if I tell you that it's going to be tough for a couple of days and you see it, then please believe me when I tell you there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And you were right. You were not wrong on that at all.
I think it helps you wrap your brain around it a little bit.
It did. Know? When you were, you see, every doctor, I got used to doctors just going, oh, I can fix this. I can take care of this. I got you. And then, and you know what? As they're talking, I'm looking out the window already going, all right, dude, whatever. Sure you do. I know you got the magic pills. You got the stuff no one else has. And when you said, I got to do testing that's going to take me some while to diagnose. It's going to take a minute. I can't just spit it out on a chart.
Yeah.
That was one. I was like, okay, we're going deep. But the other one was when you said, there's some struggle in this. Don't think there's not. I was like, this felt real.
Yeah.
It felt like you really cared. It felt like you really were saying, I'm telling you the good and the bad. I'm not just going to gloss over this. And so we kept moving forward inch by inch with you.
Inch by inch. I think that's the key is, like, again, it's not overnight. You mentioned, you know, I think a lot of her pain kind of disappeared within, I think you said, about 3 or 4 days initially.
It went, I will tell you that I saw, and I am a keen observer of my wife. I probably know my wife better than anybody, even herself. And I will tell you that there was a drastic improvement. There was 3 days of suffering where she was, you know, like you said, detoxing.
Yeah.
And that was just uncomfortable. Not, you know, terrible, but it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But after that, I want to say 4 or 5 days, I had no problem calling up your husband and going, she is a much better person. She was doing things with the rabbits outside and the chickens and the pig and the dogs that she could not do before. She just would skip them. And she found herself just doing things. And I'm like, You that doesn't hurt? She goes, well, not doesn't hurt as bad. And the sleeping
huge.
Was a huge thing. She was going every night of her entire life after cancer. She maybe would go, a good night was 1 hour of pain. A bad night was 6 hours of pain. So it was always a night of pain. Just how long? Can we get over it in 1 hour? Or are we going to take 5 or 6? But there was never, in 10 years, she never had a full night's sleep. And by the fourth and fifth day, we were down to like 1 hour a night, an hour a night. It was an improvement.
Well, and that's the thing too, is that's where, you know, having the PT background and the nutrition background, I've combined them together in order to help with that pain. Because, yeah, I'm not going to tackle it all with just nutrition. I do have to talk about movement. I do have to, like, you sitting in a chair all day long is going to wreak havoc on your back. It's going to wreak havoc on your hips. So we've got to deal with that. Setting alarms, getting up, moving, stretching. Well,
and my problem was you and her had this plan and you guys had these timelines and you guys said, okay, here's a regimen. And I noticed you guys were making little adjustments in everything as you went along. But for me, it's like watching grass grow. From the outside, I'm like, you know, but then as 2 weeks go by, I sit and I go, hey, you know, you haven't been complaining about your calf and, you know, your left calf. She goes, oh, you know what? It hasn't hurt in quite a few days.
And that, you know, a lot of that has to do with electrolytes. A lot of people, you know, we still have that fear of sodium out there about salt being too bad for us. It's, you know, going to give you a heart attack. It's going to cause high blood pressure. And there is no scientific data on that. There just isn't. You know, it's all these bad studies from the 50s and 60s. That people are still hanging on to. It takes an average of 17 years to change what is taught in med schools.
Wow. Like,
I have a niece that is...
But by the time that 17 years, hasn't things been upgraded again?
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. So, you know, this is what's frustrating. You know, you've got the doctors who are relying on this data, but they're not even being taught the right thing. And unless they want to go learn it on their own, it's not going to happen.
You know, I don't know if I told you this or not. I don't even know if your husband told you. He's never been my primary doctor ever.
Right.
But he's always been there to help me forever and guide me. He's counseled me. He's witnessed to me. I can't even tell you the number of things that he's gone through with me and stuff that I've gone through with him that I know about. And one time he grabbed me. He's like, you're not listening. You're not going to change all this stuff. You're refusing to. And he goes, I want you to do one thing for me. And I go, what? He goes, I want you to get a younger doctor. I go, what? What on earth was that? He goes, look, I'm not going to get into an argument with you. I don't want to be here for 5 hours. I would like you to get a younger doctor. I'm like, absolutely. I love my doctor. He's a good old boy. And he's like, your doctor's 75. His textbooks are still from 1962. Yep. And I said, he's a good guy. He goes, your husband said, make one change, please. Yep. I didn't. And then I did. And the new doctor was a younger doctor, and I get along with the same office, same building. I didn't switch. You know, I just told my one doctor, said, hey, you're retiring anyway, so I'm going to go. And it worked out fine. But this doctor says, well, I'm going to change some stuff for you here. I immediately got a phone call from your husband. He's like, all right, what'd he say? he wants to make a couple changes. And he goes, well, now wait a second. If this is the same doctors in the same office, aren't they all practicing the same medicine? I said, well, yeah, of course. He goes, well, then why does his daughter want to make changes? Because he was what you said. Yep. He was younger, and he knew some stuff that the old doctor wasn't privy to. He didn't he didn't keep up and restudy and relearn. Yeah. This guy did. Your husband asked me to make one change. I thought for sure he was going to say, don't drink whiskey or give me something like that. And all he said was, change your doctor to a younger doctor. And it sparked that memory because of what you said about the medical field.
Yeah,
and it was true what you said. I didn't even realize what you were saying. I'd already lived through it.
Yeah.
You're right. It makes a huge difference by what they know.
Yeah, not everybody wants to keep up on education, unfortunately. So when you get the younger ones, they're also still hungry to help people.
Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, can you imagine being 70 and trying to keep up on all the new? I mean, that's a lot of information.
Yeah.
So I will agree with you. So here we are. My wife has been in pain for 10 years. You come along, do all this deep diving research on her. You start to make little incremental changes. You pulled away a couple medicines. You added some changes to the diet, nothing big. And I'm telling you, over the first 2, 3, 4 weeks, the changes were so dramatic. I was pointing them out to her going, you didn't used to be able. I go, okay, here's a big one. We're talking 10 years. I told you what her nights were like.
Yeah.
A good night was 1 hour of writhing pain and then 7 hours of sleep.
On the floor, if I remember correctly.
On the floor. She would get on the floor and do her little roller pad thing and try to get comfortable, fetal position, hot baths. I mean, everything. There was times she was taking 3 hot baths a night trying to alleviate the pain. Yeah. So every night for years was just a degree of terrible pain. And I was, we were led to believe that chemotherapy and surviving cancer, this is one of the prices you pay, because my wife used to come to me, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, she's been up all night, and she says, I hate my life being in pain, but I'm here. This is the price I pay. I get to live. I beat cancer, but I'm going to be miserable. She used to say that. That was kind of her, where she found her resolve.
Yeah.
Where she would say, okay, I hate life. I'm very uncomfortable and I'm in pain, but I lived and I'm here. And the doctors told me this is what it was going to be. She, about I'm going to say 5 or 6 weeks in, she had her first full night of sleep where she never woke up. And I went, oh, she woke up in the morning and I go, you slept all night. She goes, what? And I said, I watched you fall asleep and I was up most of the night doing my stuff. And I said, I say this lovingly, she was snoring.
That's great.
In such a deep sleep. And she got up and was sitting on the side of the bed. And I said, you didn't wake up the entire night. I think you tossed and turned twice. You never got up. Wow. That was the first night.
This is the first time hearing of this one. And oh my gosh.
Ask her, first night in 10 years of pain, and she's just sat there on the side of the bed crying. Just crying, going, I made it through one night. And again, it was small changes. I'm going to say it again.
It is small changes, though. It has to be small changes. Otherwise, you don't know what you're changing. You know, when you're like, you mentioned that throwing the 7 pills and this, that, and the other. Like, if I don't do things very purposefully and very intentionally, I don't know what's working and what's not.
I get what you're saying. It's not complicated what you're saying. It's complicated if I tried to follow along every detail of your decisions, because it's above my pay grade.
Well, I tell you what, if somebody could figure out how to get what's in my brain out on paper, that would be fabulous, because I have a hard time even just trying to set up some sort of algorithm on how I do it, because it's different with everybody. Like,
yeah.
And I will say a lot of it is intuitive. There is a lot of, just because I've been doing this for a long time, I've been trying to figure out my own gut health, my youngest son's gut health. He's going to be 18. So I've been working on him since he was born, because he's had a jacked up gut forever. So I've been diving into this for almost 20 years.
I like how there's sometimes I've seen you work with her a little bit, and sometimes you do. I've noticed as you get that look in your eye, I can almost tell you're going with your instinct. Yeah. On something. And you know, it's not always cut and dry. If there was a book, if there was a chart and a graph, we'd all have one and we wouldn't need you, which is a chart and a graph. We all fit right here. I'm very thankful that you went with your gut and your instinct on some of these things, because I'm telling you, I've watched my wife. I'm not standing here going, I was in pain, I'm a survivor, I love this product, please buy this product, it helped me, blah, blah, blah. And this isn't an infomercial. I am someone who loves my wife, and I've watched her suffer for 10 years, and you came in 4 months with small changes that I totally didn't believe you were going to do. I was in disagreement in the beginning. I thought you were full of shit, and none of this was going to work. And I just gave you the chance. And piece by piece, you've taken her in the course. Now we're coming up on just over 5 months now. And I'm going to give you another milestone. And I almost called you. I almost called you and go, the fuck are you doing? I know I shouldn't do that because I don't know what I'm talking about. But she tells me one day, sleep is much better. She still does have an occasional bad night once in a while, but so much improvement.
But the ratio is flip-flop.
Oh, it's completely flip-flop. Yeah. It's so much better. I'm not going to say everything in her life is perfect now, but oh my God, what a change. She is a completely different woman, because now she has the energy and the vitality, and she can see things and she remembers things and she's doing stuff over little changes. You didn't come with a magic pill in a bottle that you got from the moon. You've made regular changes with known ingredients. These are known things that are out there in the world. You didn't come to us with a magic pill. You said, these are already medicines and diets that are out there. I'm just sculpting them to what I'm seeing before me. Exactly. And you did it. But then you called her and she gets off the phone, or you emailed her, and she goes, she wants me to start walking.
Yep.
And I said, okay, stop right there.
Yep.
The crazy doctor lady from Reno, she's crossed the line now. And I'll tell you why I thought that. My wife, before she got cancer, used to walk miles and miles and miles.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we did it, is because that's something she loved. She enjoyed it. absolutely loved it. So one of my big things is, okay, what do you want to do? What is it that you want to get back to that you haven't been able to do? That is our goal.
You asked her that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Because now it makes sense.
Well, that's what I ask at the beginning. So when we're talking about at the beginning, I've got to find out what is going to drive you to want to make these changes.
I can totally see her answer being something along that line of including walking because she loved it.
Yeah.
She loved walking, but...
But that was a hurdle we had to get through,
too. But the past 5 years, she could barely walk to the mailbox and back.
Right. Yeah. And the amount of pain that she would be in just getting towards the end of your street was just, it would set her off for days. So then we had to tackle that on how to do that. That's where the physical therapy part kind of comes in.
Well, so she tells me this and I sat her down on the couch. I go, okay, crazy witch doctor lady has got you this far. I'm very thankful, but there is no possible way we should be doing this. And she goes, why not? I go, you're just getting back to where your body works. Now you want to go wear it out. You're going to go wear it out. You can't. So just walk around the property, do some chores, do your animals. You're going to go for a walk early in the morning and come back and lay in bed and go, now I can't do anything the rest of the day. I'm all used up. And she says, what if it's the other way? What if it's like, stretching your body and you're getting back in shape, and every time you walk, you can do a little more, and the next week you can do a little more. I go, I'm not willing to take this chance.
Yeah. So just like we did the incremental diet changes, it was like, okay, you're going to make it one more house.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to make it one more house. Plus doing it in the morning helps you sleep better at night because of the light that you get in your eyes. So this is where I'm not just nutrition. I'm not just physical therapy. Like, I take the whole thing into picture. And a lot of that has to do with sleep. Like, if you're not sleeping, and that's why we had to kind of tackle that one first. If you're not sleeping, then you're not going to heal. End of the story. That's just how it works. Like, if your body is under so much stress, which hers already was, it was under stress from the chemo. It was under stress from, honestly, just being older with hormones declining.
Bad diet, bad medicine.
All this, you know, everything compounded, and we have to just kind of pick, you know, it's like picking the goat heads out of a sweater. You got to pick one out at a time. And yeah, like you said, it hurts. It hurts your hands. We got to pull those out.
Now that you say this now, and now I'm kind of looking back and I'm getting it. I didn't, the big picture, you didn't come at her with all this stuff on day one.
No.
On day three, you weren't saying, all right, start walking. I'm looking back.
I had to make sure it was settled for a while first.
Yeah. God, I didn't even pick up on that at the time, but I get it now. So she, just so you know, after our little discussion where I said the crazy witch doctor lady's not going to have you walk, and our little discussion, she got up and walked out the front door. She was gone. I'm like, you're not listening.
But you know what, though? That, I think, is a part of why she healed so fast, is she was so tired of being sick. You know how they say you're, you know, sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Yeah.
You know, she was just tired of it, and something had to change. And so we started with the easiest thing possible. You know, we start with, okay, you can change your food. I don't need any test results to tell you how to change your food for the most part. We're going to start there. And as I'm waiting for these test results to come back, we're going to deal with some of the pain.
Right.
We started doing some of the stretching. We started doing, you know, some of these things that she can do throughout the day. Instead of sitting, getting up, stretching a while, getting on the floor, getting back up. You know, all these motion things that would get her prepared to be able to go do these longer walks. And then she just went and did these, you know,
she just,
however many walks. For the whole month,
yeah, the 6,000 steps of a day for November that she did for leukemia or cancer, but and she couldn't have done that without you, and you tapped into something that was in her where you made her come back to you and go, what's next?
Yep.
What's next? Because that's who she is. Now, not everybody's like that.
No.
But you caught on to that pretty quick with her, so all the little incremental things you had her do, it was, let's do this, let me know when there's a change or it's done or it's better, right. And she'd come right back to you. You know, here's what we're doing.
I don't want to mislead people. There are times when she was like, for instance, with one of the supplements that we did for the B vitamins, she's like, this is wiring me at night. I'm like, okay, we already just got your sleep dialed in. I do not want to go backwards on that. So I had to do some research, figure out what was going on. It was the niacin that she was having issues with that would like all of a sudden wire her in the middle of the night. We swapped that out, went right back to, and she was able to sleep again.
I want to tell you that if I had a way to describe how you, and I know your husband is a big part of that for you, but if I had to put it into an image, Have you guys ever seen The Price is Right?
Yeah.
The Plinko game, when the person climbs to the very top and they drop a disc and there's 500 pins and you're trying to land this disc in a certain spot and it clinks, ping, 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 as it's falling. And it's falling left and right, ping, 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 and it jumps up and it goes sideways. Everything you did was an adjustment for her and a readjustment. What's working, what didn't, what was work. Okay, let's change direction. But guess what? That the whole thing with my wife, the whole thing with that Plinko disc was always heading in the right direction towards where you wanted it to go. It bounced around and it was bumbly and tumbly and moving left and right. But in the end, it was always going to end up in the right direction.
Yeah.
And that was a huge thing. Even here's another dumb one. So she's walking and she's telling me she loves walking. She's getting stronger. But she says, I'm finding it hard to walk. Like I'm thinking about stuff. And you got her on some app on her watch or her phone or something.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm going to try this. Marcy said to do this. And I go, what is this? Well, there's a voice on the phone that's going to talk. And I go, okay, that's stupid. Just walk. The voice doesn't know where you are. It's not going to tell you turn left here and turn right there. Just walk. She goes, no, I'm going to try this. She comes home and she's happy and excited that she's had this walk. And I go, what was that? She goes, no. The app tells you, okay, it's talking in your ear. And it says, okay, all right, now let's slow down for a minute. We're going to stop. Let's do a left stretch or a right stretch. Yeah. Let's do this. Now, okay, let's walk again. Then like 5 minutes later, all right, now let's pick up the pace. And I went, what? That's like having a coach in your ear.
Absolutely.
And when I mentioned this on a live stream, I had 20 people going, excuse me, what was that program? What is it? Yeah. What are they talking about?
So they're talking about the Peloton app. So the Peloton app is something I poo-pooed for a really, really long time because all I knew was the bike. It's something that, you know, people were just, you know, burning themselves up, especially midlife and later when they shouldn't be.
Right.
And until I actually had somebody else kind of go, no, well, it's got this on it and it's got that on it. I'm like, okay, well, let me give it a try. Honestly, I tried it during the pandemic because, you know, everything shut down.
Yeah, we're all in.
And it was like they were giving it away for 3 months. I'm like, okay, risk-free. I'll try it for 3 months. Absolutely loved it. And, you know, there are other ones that are similar out there, but this one has the biggest variety. It has, you know, it's weight training, which everybody needs to do weight training more than they need to do cardio, but you got to start somewhere. It has meditation, it has stretching, it has, you name it, and they've even added boxing to it right now, which I'm not quite sure how that works, because if I'm going to box, I'm going to hit somebody.
Other people have done this, have now called us back and said, hey, we took that app that Marcy had recommended that now, you know, my wife, and I'm like, okay, what am I missing here? What, like, it's like a phenomenon going on around me that I'm not part of, you know?
And they give it away for 60 days for free for you to try. Like, you know, if anybody wants that link for how to get it for 60 days for free, just let me know. I will send that to them. I get nothing for it. They don't know who I am. But it's something that gets you started and in the right direction.
That's what it did. Yeah. And it just made enough changes. And she goes that here was the thing that convinced me it was real. When she came back and she was happy about it, she said the time flies by.
And she probably, and if I remember right, she had texted me after the first one and she wasn't hurting.
No.
After it. Because they actually put some thought behind it and do the stretching and we need to do that. And they talk to you. They're like, okay, we know now it's time to turn around if you're on an out and back or, yeah, you can do this. It's a, you know, it's a cheerleader right in your ear.
And the stretching during the walking was what she said. She goes, I would have never thought to stop at a certain point and do stretches and then continue. And she goes, I'm not hurting coming back from the walk. Because normally she pushes herself.
Yeah.
You push and you push and you push and you feel good. You hurt from because you pushed yourself a little extra. You went a little extra far in your distance, but it was worth it. It's a little bit of pain, but you, now she's doing more walking, more mileage.
And
it hurts less.
And she's starting to do a little bit of jogging.
Oh my God.
When she texted me on that one, she's like, I even jogged a little bit. I'm like, right on. Okay, but take it a little slow. Build yourself up slowly.
She hasn't walked, like I told you. She loves to walk. She'd been walking our whole marriage. She was not able to walk for the past 6 years, I want to say, at all. would have the desire, no possible way could she do it. And now we're at a point over 4 or 5, coming up on 6 months, just the little changes. Remember, to me, I'm looking at it when people ask me what's going on, like, hey, yeah, I get guys that are like, my wife's hurting too. What's going on? I say, oh, this is Marcy Zavala. And Marcy Zavala, which is a deep, deep, deep dive to know where the beginning is.
Yeah.
Then small incremental changes and adjustments as you go. And then she adds a little bit as you're going along. Well, what's the program? I go, as far as I can tell, there is no program. There's no program. There's no leaflet. There's no, okay, everybody, we're on page 5 today. No. There's none of that. I'm telling you, she actually does every patient individually by what they can do and what they can't do.
Yep.
And builds, it's not a race. It's not a race. It's just get as far as you can when you can in every area. The medicine, the diet, the physical part, that's the only way I could describe it to people, because I talk about it in layman's terms. Yep. And I go, you have to, she understands everything with transparency, and then she goes down this road. And then I always add, and she's got one of the best medical doctors watching and advising if there's a question as she goes.
Yeah.
How do you not take advantage of that resource when you have better than WebMD right next to you?
Yeah.
You know, and
he's got basically like a, when I say that he's the smartest physician out there, I mean, you understand this because you know him. He's got basically a photographic memory, but it's auditory. So he hears it once, he's got it. And he doesn't ever forget it. Like it is better than the internet. Like, there are times when I'm like, I'll just ask him, because it's quicker to ask him than go look it up on the internet.
Right.
And, you know, and the other thing too is that I communicate with my patients. You don't have to wait 3 months to talk to me. You don't have to wait. Like, it's for the most part instant, if not within 24
hours. Yeah, I was going to say, it isn't quite real time, but it's damn close.
It is. You know, I will have patients who are like, okay, I'm going to be out of town for da 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 da. I'm like, if you know what restaurants you're going to, find the menu, send it to me. I'll help you make the decisions. I teach people how to fish as opposed to just give them a fish. I need to teach them, you know, the long game is you really don't need me. That is my goal with most of my people. Now, there's always going to be kind of the check-in and things like that.
Yeah.
But long-term, I want you to know how to critically think and how to do this on your own. I don't want you dependent on me.
Well, you know, the hardest part of this for me, that it seems, is to get people to give you a shot.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's out there selling something that's going to fix everything. And everybody's out there talking about all the stuff that they can do and they can't do. And there's 5,000 products that come out every day, and there's 200 infomercials every hour. It's white noise now. Yeah. It just gets fuzzy in my head. And I don't think that I would have been fortunate enough, my wife and I would not have been fortunate enough, had we not known you personally, because you would have been just another name in the crowd, another face on a bottle. And I mean, just would have like, okay, probably could work, you know, and you just skip over it.
Yeah.
I don't know that, and I'm pretty good with words. I don't know that I would ever be able to come up with the right words to let people know, hey, I've watched my wife suffer for 10 years and tried everything, and now she's doing this, and every milestone is noticeable. Every improvement is a huge gain. To us, it's monumental. Some people say, oh, wow, you walked, you know, 2 miles instead of a mile and a half. Dude, you're talking about a chick who 6 years ago quit walking, period. And now she's walking a mile and a half? Now she's walking 2 miles? Yeah. That's huge. You're talking about a woman who couldn't get a good night's sleep in 10 years, and now she has, there's actual nights she sleeps all night.
Well, I, you know, one of the big things is that I limit how many people I take. So I, you're never going to be a number to me. The people who do trust me and who do end up hiring me, and, you know, on the side part, you know, my husband as well, is that I take everything that you give me as a personal gain or a personal loss. Like, I take your successes to heart. I take if we have a setback to heart, and I'm going to dig in because I take it very personally.
Right.
You're not going to be a number. And that's why I, you know, people may not know me, but I know how to help you feel better.
Right. But how do I convey that to people? How do I tell them? How do I, how do I say,
that's look, $1 million question.
I'm watching my wife get better in front of me. I'm watching her, just like when I was watching my wife die in front of me from cancer. I could say, I'm watching my wife die of cancer every day. She's dying a little bit more, and we're trying to fight this, but I'm a man, I'm a husband. I'm watching my wife degrade right in front of me, and I went through that, and then she beat it, and now I can say the same thing to everybody. I'm watching her get better. But no one's listening. I don't have the words to say, you know, if you're hurting, why wouldn't you try this? I'm telling you, this is not a copy-paste thing. This is a personal thing, and I'm watching it work.
Yeah.
I'm physically, you guys listened to me. You guys all took my word for it when I said she was suffering from cancer. Every day you wanted to know what's going on. I'm trying to tell you the opposite now. Every day I can tell you what's going on with her good. And it's like people go, well, okay, is this another Atkins diet? And I want to pull my hair out going, what are you talking about, man? This is like real stuff.
Well, you mentioned, is this another Atkins diet? So one of the things Mary did start with was the book that I wrote. So Pain-Proof Your Diet. And the whole reason I wrote that is because a lot of people kept asking me, well, what's the difference between this diet and that diet? Well, what's the truth about this and what's the truth about that? So I spent 6 years writing a book because that book didn't exist. You know, that's a great place people can start. It will give them a huge foundation to work from. But it's also not going to be personalized. It's not going to have the testing.
No, but it's got to be great. That's a question I would have. It's like, well, there's 7,000 diets.
Yeah.
None of them work. What, it's like, well, they all work differently.
Yeah.
And so, most of them, it seems to me, don't work for a long period of time at all.
Well, and it's knowing what the truth is about these things. You know, it's like we are fed such a line of garbage in mass media about what is healthy and what is not. Let's just put it this way. If there is a commercial on TV for it, you probably shouldn't be taking it.
Good rule of thumb. I get that.
You know, there's no commercial for beef. There's no commercial for broccoli. There's no commercial for, you know, there aren't commercials for that. There's commercials for, you know, Burger King and McDonald's and Oreos. I mean, heck, there's even commercials for toilet paper, which is just kind of weird in and of itself.
So. Gotta have, yeah, it is a necessity. You're not getting, don't bother selling it. They'll come buy it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't know you wrote a book. What's the name of your book?
Pain-Proof Your Diet. A lot of it has to do with knowing what the truth is about diets, what the myths are, how it would apply to you. And it's got a great skeleton framework on how to apply what you learned in the book to your own life.
But even if it just explained the differences, it'd be worth a read, even if it was just that.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever make one that has more pictures than words, maybe a few of them are pop-up pages with little things that pop up that I can see, I'm in.
Oh, you got to, if somebody is out there that's a publisher that wants to help me with that, because my first publisher was a nightmare. I got lots of ideas on how to do that one.
Good. So. I think just keep in mind for guys like me, add a little pop-up section, maybe at the back of the book, a little coloring section.
Could put the poop pyramid in there.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I wish there was a way to tell people that there is a change in my wife that I have seen that is so, obviously she would tell you the same thing, but as an observer from the outside looking in, I will tell you, thank you for everything that you're doing for her, because she is a completely, you're bringing my wife back to where she was before cancer. We're getting there slowly. And I don't care if we completely get there. I'd be happy if not one more improvement was made. I'm so happy with where she's at right now. If not one more improvement was made, I would be grateful to you forever. That's how much of a difference it's made in her life and mine and all of our kids. When they come visit, she's more active. She's doing things. It changed her attitude. And this is when I said at the beginning of the program, I was trying to tell you and everybody how we started all this and how this is a good and bad thing. It is, the good part is what you've done. The bad part is I'm pissed off at 10 years of doctors and assholes that have led me down the wrong path because they didn't go deep enough, either didn't know how or didn't care to do it. So you have exposed people that I got to go knock on a few doors now and go, I want my money back, dude. You didn't, you 10 years.
And that, you know, right there, as you can tell, it's just like, we've been talking about this and just even now it's like, I care. And
you
I
do.
Want people to be better because I've already lost people in my life. I don't want other people to lose anybody else, whether it's to writhing in pain on the floor, whether you know, whatever it is. I can't promise you the sun, moon, and stars, but I can promise you I will do my best.
Yeah, but when I talked to your husband And he's like, every patient gets improvement. It's just
100% success rate.
Yeah, there's not one patient who ever said, well, this didn't work. You've always been able to help people to some degree. And you know, and now you're getting all teary-eyed. I'm going to have to walk out of the studio and explain to your husband, I made your wife cry. Great. That's going to be good on my resume for things. Well, how do people get in touch with you to find? I'm going to take care of putting up some links and some pictures and stuff when we post this. I'll take care of that. But for people listening or watching the video portion of this, how do they find you easily?
So easily, Instagram is probably one of the easiest places. It's Marcy Zavala Health. Super simple. And then I have a website, marcyzavala.com. I made it super easy. And I have ways you can contact me. I've got all sorts of freebies to get you started where you can kind of dabble in it before you even reach out to me if you want. Message me. It's just me, so usually I get back to it right away. But
there isn't one person out there who's suffering from some sort of pain that I wouldn't recommend that they tried this with you at once to see. They got to, I would say, give it 30 days and see if she's not onto something. See if she can't figure something out. Even just the test results and your opinion after that can change things in a person. It can.
Well, and you know, I just was just thinking, like, with the pain, I have to know what kind of pain you're in. Like, so if a doctor asks you where your pain is, that only tells part of the story. I have to know what kind of pain, where is it? Is it what time of day, after what, before what, all of that. So those are those questions that I ask when you talk about a deep dive. I do that with your food. I do that with your habits. I do that with all of your lifestyle stuff. Like it, I am whole picture. I don't just tunnel vision it towards one thing.
It's when I keep using the word extensive and transparency, you go so extensively diving into what you're doing with a patient that their whole process of digestion and how their body is moving and doing and thinking and breathing is transparent. Now you can see right through it and go, okay, now I see what's going on. And I like the fact that you admit, hey, we make adjustments as we go. That I don't just set you on a program. You're not on a train track.
It's not set it and forget it.
No, it's you like, okay, let's, there's going to be adjustments like with anything. I think that's great because so many people go, once I set you on the course, you know, then it's up to you. And you're not like that at all.
Yeah. If somebody just gives you a meal plan, they don't know what they're doing.
No. So now here's the big question. This is what everyone's been waiting for. This is the big salami here. This is what everyone's going. Everyone's sitting around their radios right now going, go ahead. Come on, man. Just get it out. Come on, General. What would you do with me? Because I'm big, fat, white guy. I'm really super old, and I'm kind of set in my ways. And, you know, I know I need to change, and I got pain all the time.
Yeah.
But what would you take me down that same path?
Not the exact same path, but it would be very similar in the sense of we have to do the testing. I have to know what's under the hood before I know what to fix.
You couldn't just guess on me. Do we really?
Well, there's a couple of things that I can guess on for sure. You need to get up and walk around a little bit more. That's one huge thing. That because motion helps pain. It just does.
No, see, this is where you're wrong, lady. Motion is what causes my pain.
No,
if I sit in my chair, it doesn't hurt.
Right.
It's when I get up and walk around, it hurts like a motherfucker.
Well, but if you kept moving, then that pain will actually go away and it'll be lessened.
This is exactly what my wife was talking about with the walking.
Yeah.
I said, walking's going to make it hurt. She goes, no, walking's going to make the pain go away.
Okay, think of it this way. Your joints don't get the nutrition they need unless they're moving.
What?
That's the only way joints can heal is through motion.
I hate when you say stuff like that.
I know.
Because then all the burden of responsibility is on me to get my fat ass out of the chair.
You have a pool in that backyard?
Yeah.
Just go get in that.
Yeah, I wonder if I still know how to swim. You know what's good at my size? I can float really well.
Hey, motion. I don't care. I will have an answer for any rebuttal.
No kidding, you will. Well, listen, I need to sign off on here. We got it. We rounded out our time. We just crossed an hour. I hope that I was able to take your words and ask questions and take your words and put them in a way as a result that people can understand that aren't as smart as, you know, doctors, because we're not doctors. We're just regular people. And sometimes you got to slow things down. And I understood everything you said today. I got it. And I got a feeling that if people could pass this around, this podcast around, this interview, I think it would resonate with people going, wait a minute, this is really simple. Yeah. I had back pain. I can't sleep. I get it. A deep dive, little bit of diet stuff here, little bit of medicine change there, then begin some physical stuff. That's such common sense.
Yeah.
That is street level front door medicine. That's not over talking someone. You laid it out there and said, I got all the technical stuff in my head. I can give it to you practical, but we got to have a starting point.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I really hope that this comes across to people. I know there'll probably be people that think it's a boring infomercial type of interview, but I'm telling you, anybody listening right now, I wouldn't even have bothered to sit down to do this if I hadn't absolutely 100% seen a change in my wife that we've been struggling with for 10 years. I thought this is just the way it is. She suffered through cancer and chemo, and this is our lot in life. We had resigned ourselves that pain, until she finally died, it was just going to be the price you paid for beating cancer. I had no idea that there was even going to be a glimpse of the woman that she was. And now what I'm seeing, I asked you to do this interview. I said, can we please?
Yeah.
Because what you've done is in her. I'm looking as an outside person looking in, and I'm telling you, I can see the results. I'm watching it happen right before my eyes.
Yeah, on my end, it might be more complicated, but what the information I deliver and the strategies are actually really simple.
That's what I'm saying.
It's really simple. People are just overcomplicating things, making things too difficult, and it really isn't that complicated. It just isn't.
No, that's what I'm saying, that sometimes my wife will ask you, well, can you tell me why? And you get into it. You say, well, it's because of the hormones, the niacin, you don't have any problem talking about it. But that isn't how you approach every single thing. You say, look, I was doing some homework on this. I saw some changes here. Let's move this direction. You keep it simple.
Yeah.
Now, for me, that was all I needed to hear as her progress went along. I wouldn't understand all the other stuff anyway. But you kept it simple, you very thorough, and you made small changes. Like I told you, for me, it was like watching grass grow at first. But
there was a rainstorm eventually.
And it was growing. The grass was still growing.
Yeah.
It really was. And every now and then you look away for a few days and you look back and like, whoa, the grass has grown a little bit. Your calf isn't hurting anymore. Right now, I can't tell you. Okay, walk out of the studio and ask her when the last time her hips hurt so bad she couldn't sit. And she'll go, oh, you know what? It's been a few weeks. Because I've noticed that I just keep forgetting to ask my wife.
Yeah.
That was something I noticed the other day. I was going to say, look how long you drove in the car and you didn't get out and can't move.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We're past some of that stuff that you don't even notice. Like I said, sometimes if you quit watching the kettle, it will boil.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. Well,
absolutely.
Marcy, thank you for taking time to go through this. I hope that it helps people. I hope that it sends people your way. You're going to wish, you know, I know you're only going to take so many clients, then you're going to have to figure out a way to clone yourself so each of you can take on more clients, or you're going to have to teach somebody else how to do it at the same level of care you give, which is hard. But I got a feeling that once this catches on and people understand what you're doing, they're all going to want a piece of it. Because who doesn't want to feel better?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to live?
Especially at our age.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to get into that, but yeah, I don't think on me, it's the years. It's more the miles on me. I think I'm
considered. Just change your tires. You'll be good.
We'll be good to go. Listen, I gotta get Marcy. Thank you again for stopping by and going through this. You guys, she told you where to go. She told you where to figure it out. She got the website. Just Google Marcy Zavala and it's going to come up. It's on Instagram. She's got a website. If not, I'm going to put a link up on our website, genxtalks.com, somewhere on there. It'll have her face. It'll have the link, one link to all of her stuff, and then you can take it from there. I've never done a commercial. I've never done an infomercial. I've never promoted a product in my entire life, and I'm still not. But what I'm telling you is, even if it kills you, like, oh, I hate these stupid interviews. I don't like what you're doing. I don't give a shit. This is a life-changing thing for my wife and I, and I just thought I'd share it with you. If you don't like it, skip over it. But if you want something to change in your life in this area of pain and suffering, then I just gave you someone to do it. I looked for 10 years and found nothing. My wife looked 10 years, found nothing. We tried everything on the planet, nothing. Very few changes, some good, some bad, moments here, moments there, nothing. And then Marcy Zavala comes along and very slowly makes changes that makes her feel like she's a whole new person. And me on the outside watching it, I can honestly 100% promote whatever the program's called, whatever you want it, whatever Marcy wants to call this design, I'm 100% behind it. Because I've physically seen the changes. So I got to get out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for wasting an hour of your time with Gen X Talks. I'm glad you had to waste it with us. There's no better place to burn up time than here. Thank you for tuning in around the planet, AM, FM, Sirius XM, or perhaps on the Armed Service Radio Network. Remember two things, man. Wherever you go, there you are. And I'll catch you guys on the flip side.